The City of North Bay has approved the Kesselholm Board of Management's ability to proceed with the financing of the Kesselholm Redevelopment Project through Infrastructure Ontario. The unanimous approval came in a special meeting of North Bay City Council, Monday, and is subject to the City of North Bay's final approval of the financing agreement. It is expected, over the next 4 to 6 weeks, the agreements between Kesselholm, Infrastructure Ontario, and the 9-member municipalities will be approved and finalized. Unanimous approval is also required by IO for the financing deal, but unless there is a change of heart by any of the municipalities, they are expected to follow North Bay's lead to move the nearly $122 million project to the construction phase. Chair of the Kesselholm Board, Count. Chris Main, told his colleagues after a roller coaster year, "I'm extremely happy to see this motion coming forward. It's almost historic. It's been 12 years in the process. As recently as late November, the project was on the rocks and the Kesselholm redevelopment in jeopardy, but new developments seemed to have turned the tide as officials from the 9 municipalities debated whether to opt for litigation to protect their interests." See related. City of North Bay could take over Kesselholm in latest proposal to move redevelopment forward and Kesselholm shines a light on redevelopment plan. Build now, talk ownership later. Main, wearing two hats as he often has throughout the protracted negotiation surrounding the financing and debt guarantees for the redevelopment, says a deal for bridge financing with a third-party lender has been cancelled and the board will only accept the offer of a loan from the City of North Bay if absolutely imperative to keep the project in good standing with the contractor until the IO deal takes effect. On the board side, once this passes, we're all looking forward to getting back to monthly updates on construction, as opposed to monthly updates financing options, Main adds. This is certainly a very significant and important step, and I'd thank everyone for their support on this motion and looking forward to the redevelopment starting in the new year. Main thanked Mayor Al McDonald and MPP Vic Fedeli for their work on the file and shared a tentative date of January 17, 2022. For snow shovels in the ground, although major construction will not begin in earnest until spring. Despite the motion receiving unanimous approval, both Deputy Mayor Tanya Vrabosh and Count. Joanne Brusseau fired warning shots of sorts across the bow of the good ship Kesselholm. While pledging support for the redevelopment, the two made it clear improved communication between the stakeholders and appropriate governance of the board are top of mind to these councillors in particular, and the constituents who will pay the freight. Brusseau still has lots of concerns that were never addressed, including having the residents live in a construction zone for 4 years. Brusseau also raised the possibility of staff members leaving Kesselholm to get away from the construction zone. And, although Brusseau extended congratulations to the board, she said she will not congratulate the approach you've taken to negotiate. The deputy mayor agreed with Brusseau. There needs to be a new relationship between the municipalities and Kesselholm, not what was happening before. Vrabosh added, "It is a good day. When we get the letter from Kesselholm that says they aren't going to levy, that will be a good day for us, as well. This is probably the worst deal we've ever had, but we're managing it because we need to be able to move forward. And, the fact that we need to take it on as a municipal home to be able to move forward is where we're at, another spot where we've been backed into a corner." Following the meeting, Main offered, "I was pleased to see the majority of council sees this as a very positive step moving forward. Certainly, some members will always have concerns and that's to be expected with a project of this size. Overall, I was pleased to see council was very supportive.